At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, the next exciting chapter for Mazars. Same local team, new global reach.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. And Ian, tell us about the proposal from SSE Airtricity for a huge offshore wind farm off the Wicklow coast.
Evening, Matt. Well, we do know we have challenging targets to get our emissions down and to get more power generated by renewable sources. Offshore wind is going to be one of them. And today we've had an announcement from, as you said, SSE Airtricity, that this week they will launch a planning application with Onboard Planola for an offshore wind farm capable, they say, at capacity of powering up to 850,000 homes across the country with clean energy. It's called the Arklow Bank Project Number 2, and it's been in development for a number of years. They've been working on this application for somewhere in the region of 7 years, and they currently have planning permission for the onshore bits of it, where the cable and the substations will come onshore near Corktown. But they are putting in this application for the 56 huge turbines that will cover an area of around 63 square kilometres off the coast of Wicklow and Wexford. They say that if Onboard Planola gives the go-ahead, construction could start in 2026 and be operational by 2029. And they say this is a hugely important project for this country. As I said, this is going to be one of the biggest planned offshore wind farms, about 800 megawatts in entirety. It'll be a vast construction, lots of jobs involved in it, and also all the benefits that will bring to that local area in the southeast. But more importantly, Matt, that scale of it, because we have talked about how Ireland is going to bring down those emissions target to get rid of gas, to get rid of coal from our electricity network. Well, offshore wind is one of the ways. We have seen a few other companies, including ESB and some international companies, come to Ireland, look at projects, but I think this is going to be one of the biggest if it gets to go ahead. I think, given how long it's been in gestation, that the company has been working on the feasibility of this for quite a while, but I think the biggest concern, Matt, won't be the engineering capabilities. It won't be the financing of this project. I think the biggest fear, Matt, will be from planning objections. I do know I live in South Dublin. I do know there's been lots of meetings in and around the Wicklow and Wexford area with local residents who have expressed concerns. There's been lots of public meetings, representations to try and assure people that this is offshore, that it won't be visually impactful. But I think there are still lots of groups around the conservationists and some even on the environmental lobby groups who just don't like the idea of vast pylons in the sea, even though we have, Matt, you would have covered this when you spoke to Eddie O'Connor of Airtricity all these years ago. We put in turbines offshore many years ago. They're really not obtrusive. But if you really want to get renewable energy at scale in this country, you're not going to get it from solar. You're not going to get it from various other proven technologies. You will get it from offshore wind power, and that is probably one of the few things, Matt, we have going for us in this area. So hopefully the planners will look at this application, see all the work that SSE have done locally, and hopefully it will get the go-ahead.
Okay, what's going on at Aer Lingus and its pilots?
Yeah, we spoke about this story a couple of weeks ago where the Labour Court had made an interim recommendation to around 800 Aer Lingus pilots as part of its dispute with the management of the company over a pay agreement that they would accept an interim offer of 9.25% to be paid to pilots in the meantime while they go out and hammer out the rest of their industrial relations problems back at the Workplace Relations Commission. The Irish Airline Pilots Association took that offer from the Labour Court, polled its members in the last couple of weeks. They had a turnout of 94% of those 800 pilots, and of those that voted, 98% voted to reject this interim offer. So this will now go back to the Workplace Relations Commission, but the underlying issues of the pay rise dating back a number of years and some work practice changes, they really haven't moved on. All of the other staff at Aer Lingus have accepted an overall pay agreement of 12.25%. So the pilots had been seeking somewhere in the region of just under 24%. Aer Lingus, of course, said that they couldn't pay anywhere near that amount, and that all the other staff at the airport and the Aer Lingus operations had accepted this 12.25% offer. So we are no closer to an agreement. Thankfully, heading into the busy summer period, this will go to the Workplace Relations Commission. There haven't been any talks of balloting staff for industrial action. So I don't think we're at this point in time we're looking at potential disruption to its flight schedule. But if you heard the Labour Court recommendations a couple of weeks ago, they told both sides that this dispute really should have been settled long ago, that all sides need to be pragmatic, approach it with a bit of common sense and a bit of realism. So a bit of an admonishment from the Labour Court here. But you would have thought pilots right now would accept this, even this interim offer, and just catch up with what some staff have been paid so far.
Okay, we better leave it there. Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post, for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.